Good morning. It's April 26th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In a striking turn of events, Meta Platforms Inc. not only smashed revenue and net income expectations, but also revealed a hefty loss in its ambitious AR/VR venture in the first quarter of 2024. This mixed financial bag has sent ripples through the tech sector and financial markets, marking a moment of reckoning for the tech giant and its investors. Meta Platforms Inc., the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, reported a significant 27% increase in revenue, hitting $36.5 billion, and a whopping 117% surge in net income to $12.4 billion for the first quarter of 2024. These figures far exceeded analysts' expectations and showcased the company's robust financial health. However, not all news from the earnings report was positive. Meta's AR/VR division, Reality Labs, faced a substantial operating loss of $3.85 billion during the same period, highlighting the financial challenges of pioneering in the nascent AR/VR market. CEO Mark Zuckerberg's response to these financial revelations was to double down, announcing plans for major spending on long-term projects, particularly in AR/VR and AI technologies. This commitment to future technologies, despite the current losses, led to a sharp decline in Meta's stock price, as investors reacted to the prospect of continued heavy investments. The announcement had a domino effect, contributing to a broader tech sector slump and negatively impacting U.S. stock market sentiment. This was further exacerbated by disappointing forecasts from Meta, which played a role in the Japanese yen dropping to its lowest level in 34 years. The broader economic context added to the market's jitters. The Commerce Department's report indicated slower growth and higher inflation than expected, dampening hopes for a Federal Reserve interest rate cut. This, combined with mixed corporate results from companies like IBM, Southwest Airlines, and Caterpillar, set a cautious tone across the markets. However, it wasn't all gloom, as Royal Caribbean Group and Ford offered some positive news, with the former raising its annual profit forecast and the latter beating Wall Street's earnings expectations. In summary, Meta's first quarter financial results and its strategic decisions have had a significant impact on its stock price, the tech sector, and broader market sentiment. As Meta gears up for even more investment in AI and AR/VR technologies, with expenditures expected to reach $35 to $40 billion in the coming year, the tech giant's bold moves could redefine the landscape of technology and investment in the years to come. In a bold move aimed at addressing national security concerns, President Biden has signed a law targeting one of the most popular social media platforms, TikTok. This legislation mandates that TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance, must divest its U.S. operations within a year or face a sweeping nationwide ban. The backdrop of this story is a growing tension between the U.S. government and the Chinese-owned tech giant, with Congress pushing for a separation to mitigate potential security risks. The bill's passage marks a significant escalation in the U.S.'s approach to handling its concerns over TikTok's ties to China. TikTok, not standing down, has announced plans to challenge the new law in court, arguing that it infringes on First Amendment rights. This legal battle is not uncharted territory for TikTok, as previous attempts by the U.S. to impose restrictions or force a sale have been thwarted by federal judges. However, this legislation, framed explicitly around national security, might present a different set of challenges and outcomes. The Chinese government's stance against a forced sale adds another layer of complexity to an already intricate situation. For the U.S. government to enforce this law, it must provide compelling evidence that TikTok poses a genuine national security threat. This requirement sets the stage for a high-stakes showdown where the effectiveness of TikTok's efforts to secure U.S. user data and mitigate external influences will be scrutinized. Should ByteDance fail to meet the divestiture deadline, TikTok faces a ban that could significantly alter the social media landscape in the U.S. This potential ban opens the door for users to migrate to alternative platforms offering short video content, such as Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts, Triller, and Byte, reshaping where and how digital content is consumed. In a move that puts the spotlight on the tech industry's giants, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA, has initiated 3 investigations into the partnership deals forged by Microsoft and Amazon with AI startups. This step underscores the growing scrutiny over how major tech players are influencing the rapidly evolving artificial intelligence sector. The heart of these investigations lies in the concern over potential competition issues. The CMA is particularly focused on how these partnerships might stifle innovation and competition within the AI industry. It's an important moment that could shape the future landscape of technology and innovation. Both Microsoft and Amazon have been down this road before, with their dominance in the cloud market coming under the regulatory microscope. The current investigations, however, zero in on their strategy of investing in AI startups. The concern is that these investments could restrict access to crucial computing power and data, potentially sidelining smaller competitors and consolidating the tech giants' market power even further. The implications of these practices extend far beyond the tech industry. The CMA has raised alarms about the potential impact on critical sectors such as energy, transport, finance, and healthcare. This broad concern highlights the stakes involved, not just for the companies and startups directly affected, but for society as a whole. The CMA is now calling on interested parties to weigh in, setting a deadline of May 9, 2024, for feedback. This period of commentary is a crucial step before the CMA decides whether these concerns warrant a full-scale antitrust investigation. It's a pivotal moment that could define the boundaries of competition and collaboration in the burgeoning field of AI. In a leap towards making artificial intelligence more accessible, Microsoft has rolled out the Phi 3 Mini, a groundbreaking AI model that's compact enough to run on your smartphone. This new model is not just about size, it's about bringing sophisticated AI capabilities directly to the palm of your hand. Microsoft's Phi 3 Mini boasts an impressive 3.8 billion parameters, a testament to its complexity and potential power. Unlike its predecessors and many of its contemporaries, this model has been meticulously trained on a mix of filtered web and synthetic data. This rigorous training regimen has paid off, enabling the Phi 3 Mini to surpass existing benchmarks in academic reasoning. What makes it stand out further is Microsoft's commitment to safety and reliability, incorporating post-training alignment techniques and intentionally limiting its factual knowledge storage to mitigate risks. However, the journey doesn't end here. Despite its achievements, the Phi 3 Mini, like any AI model, faces challenges. Ensuring factual accuracy and addressing inherent biases remain significant hurdles. To cater to a broader range of needs and applications, Microsoft has also introduced larger models, the Phi 3 Small with 7 billion parameters and Phi 3 Medium with 14 billion parameters. Each model brings its own set of advanced capabilities to the table, promising to revolutionize various applications. This initiative is a clear reflection of Microsoft's strategy to democratize AI technology. By offering a spectrum of AI models from the compact Phi 3 Mini to the more robust Phi 3 Medium, Microsoft aims to make advanced AI tools accessible to businesses of all sizes. It's a bold step towards ensuring that the transformative power of AI can be leveraged widely, paving the way for innovation across industries. Apple's highly anticipated Let Loose event is just around the corner on May 7, 2024, promising a showcase of cutting-edge iPad models and accessories that have the tech world buzzing. This virtual event is set to unveil advancements that could redefine the tablet experience for users and developers alike. At the heart of the rumors is the introduction of new iPad Pros, which are expected to be powered by the M3 chip and boast OLED displays, available in both 11 and 12.9-inch sizes. Not to be outdone, the iPad Air is rumored to feature the M2 chip and incorporate mini-LED technology, including a newly available 12.9-inch variant. This lineup suggests Apple's commitment to pushing the boundaries of display technology and processing power in its tablet offerings. Beyond the tablets themselves, accessory updates are also on the horizon. A new Magic Keyboard for the iPad Pro and a next-generation Apple Pencil are rumored to be part of the unveilings. The Apple Pencil is said to introduce interchangeable magnetic tips and incorporate a new squeeze gesture, hinting at a more versatile and interactive user experience. Apple enthusiasts and tech aficionados can tune into the Let Loose event via livestream on Apple's website, the Apple TV app, and the company's YouTube channel, ensuring global accessibility. This event not only highlights the latest in hardware, but also sets the stage for the upcoming Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, in June. There, Apple is expected to introduce a calculator app for the iPad with iPad OS 18, and unveil a revamped calculator app with additional features for Mac OS 15, marking over a year since the last major iPad updates. This blend of hardware innovation and software enhancement underscores Apple's ongoing efforts to refine and expand its ecosystem, making the Let Loose event a milestone moment for the company and its followers. This has been your Daily Brief in Tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.